Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I've mentioned before people getting in trouble with their homeowners associations regarding their lawns. I've also talked briefly before about a woman who got in trouble for cars being parked in her own yard if the tires were on the grass. The car was not entirely on the concrete. These laws vary from place to place. And so I got a note here regarding a story out of Florida. A man in a town called Debary is defying the city's lawn code, And so far, he has accumulated $135,000 in fines, and the fines are climbing because he refuses to do what they want him to do with the space in front of his house where most people have a lawn. So this is from WNDB, NewsDaytonaBeach.com. The penalties now, they believe, exceed the value of the home. Chris Golan wrote this. And by the way, the town is kind of like midway between Daytona Beach and Orlando. Okay, I'd never heard of it before. Debary. But William Mance is on a mission for the environment. At least that's how he sees his rather unusual dispute with the city government. Code enforcement officials disagree. And, you know, I understand the idea that you want people to keep up their homes to some extent. But I've seen yards where somebody has clearly done something different. And I remember when I was going to law school in California, someone who lived kind of near where I was, a few blocks away, but I used to run in the mornings and I'd run through different neighborhoods. And somebody had done their entire front lawn with cactus and plants like that, which were probably better suited to that environment than grass was. And when other people were watering their lawns, these people weren't. So I've seen varieties of different approaches to lawns, but some cities say, no, it must be a lawn, and the more it looks like the putting green of a golf course, the better. And so on this man's front lawn, he has a variety of different species of plants forming a habitat unique from other houses in his area. Where he finds it to be more environmentally considerate lawn, city officials have called it to be a high growth of weeds. Now, I saw photographs of this on the internet. It looks nice. I got no problem with it. But it's not a lawn. He's got plants out there. Now, a monetary fine has been issued against the man for his yard starting last year, and it increases $500 a day for each day it's been out of code. Now, I can tell you that I've lived in towns before where if you had grass and a lawn and your grass got too tall, they'd send you a notice and say, cut your grass. And if you didn't, they'd come out and cut it for you and send you a bill. And they were more expensive than a typical lawn crew. So they would mow it and they would charge you for it. But this guy says it's a $500 fine each day and they just keep slapping it on there. And he says he has no intention of changing his ways. As of now, the total is over $135,000. Now, city communications officials have stated that they don't realistically hope to collect this huge fine, but they're trying for a lesser amount to establish that penalties do come with what they consider to be an unruly lawn. And that, I guess, is the issue. What is the city charter, statute, code, municipal ordinance, whatever it is? What do those things say about your lawn? Because quite often, it'll simply say you must keep your lawn neat and clean. Does it literally say, and it must be 100% grass? Does it specify the type of grass? He says the appeal of having the lawn the way it is that he does not need to fertilize it or put down pesticides, and it never needs to be mowed. He even has a gopher tortoise burrow, which he touts as a sign of the yard's ecological merit. He says, I'm fighting for Mother Nature, and I need to do my best. A sign posted by Mance outside reads, God gave us Jesus Christ. The Roman government killed him. God gave us Mother Nature, and the Debary government is killing her. He also previously racked up a fine of $20,000 for the last time his yard had drawn the city's attention, but with legal counsel, he had negotiated that number down to about $1,000, and apparently he paid that, but didn't do anything to change his ways, and so they're now saying, well, we're going to start fining you again to see what's going to happen here. He does mention he owns the home outright, so there's not a mortgage involved, there's not a bank involved. It's simply a battle of wills between this man and the city. And the city is saying, well, you've got to have a lawn like everyone else and keep it trimmed and neat and so on. And he's saying, well, what I've got out there looks nice. It's appropriate for the environment. And I have no problem with that. I really don't. I've known people who have unkempt looking yards, but it's not been the lack of mowing that's caused the problems. But here's the thing. If you read the city ordinances, the municipal code, whatever it is where you are, it'll often have laws and rules that address the appearance of your property. And how they address that often involves what you got to do with your yard. It'll often say about what you can store in your yard. My dear friend David Tracy from Jalopnik, now with the Autopian, check out theautopian.com, has a thing for cars that he collects. And occasionally, I think he's gotten communications from the city, because he writes about it, where they have objected to how many cars he has in his collection. And the reason they object is because they won't all fit in his garage. And the question is, how many cars can you have parked on your property? And things of that nature. And so these things will vary from place to place, but I don't think most people ever check to see what these rules read like before they buy a piece of property. More often than not, they merely drive around, find a house they like, look around, go, yeah, the neighborhood looks nice, and they move in. And then they do what they do, and somebody comes by and says, yeah, I'm from the city, township, whatever, and you're out of code here for some reason. And, you know, so this guy's got non-grass plants growing in his yard, but it looks nice. It's landscaped. It's landscaped with just stuff that's not a lawn. And so I suspect that there's just somebody who's looking at the way the code is written and going, well, this guy's yard violates that code. When somebody should look at it and go, but does it look bad? Have the neighbors complained? Because if people were upset by what you had done to your front yard, I'm not saying this guy, but I'm saying just hypothetically speaking, you did something weird with your front yard, okay? Let's suppose you had a big old yard in front of your house and you took a bunch of wrecked cars and you stuck them in the ground, kind of like that sculpture down in Texas. And then you spray painted graffiti all over them. And then you scraped up all your grass so it was dirt in your front yard. So your entire front yard is dirt with junked cars stuck in the ground, covered in graffiti and getting all rusty in the hot sun. I can see somebody coming by and going, yeah, that's not really that nice looking. And, you know, next door is a house that just looks normal. And this weird sculpture out here does kind of detract from the neighborhood. But I can also tell you that there's a large portion of my audience right now hammering away furiously at the keys of their keyboard, saying, Steve, a man's home is his castle, and his yard, by extension, is part of his estate. If he wants to put the cars in the ground out front, he should be allowed to do that. And I think that's where you and I might disagree. I'd have to see it, and if it was done right, I might agree with it. But I do not believe that just because you own the property, you can do anything you want there. There's got to be some zoning of some sort. I don't want someone living next door to me burning trash 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if there's a local ordinance on that, I'd like to see that enforced. But again, I think here what you have is a municipal code that this defines what your lawn must be. And it's kind of out of step with the idea that some people might like to landscape their lawn differently. And if it looks nice, it should be okay. It should be okay. So I'm always curious about stories like this as to whether or not someone actually complained, or was it a code inspector driving around looking for something to do? Because we've heard those stories also, where the code inspector spotted something that no one else had spotted, nobody else cared about. Nobody could actually see it from the road. And the code inspector spotted it. Next thing you know, these fines are stacking up. So this is a weird story. We'll see what happens, because as of right now, the man owes over $135,000 in fines, which is more than they say his house is worth on the open market. So DeBerry man defines city's lawn code and accumulates $135,000 in fines. Penalties now exceed the home value. Chris Gollin wrote that for WNDB. NewsDaytonaBeach.com. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. The older I grow, the more I distrust the familiar doctrine that age brings wisdom.